liked him, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. He liked me. I hung out with him. Whatever. He was convenient at the moment, which was kind of my habit. So anyway, I had decided that I wanted to lose my virginity. So basically what I did was he lived around the corner from my best friend. And I told my mom that I was spending the night at my best friend's house. I lied to her because that's what I did. I lied to her and told her that I was going to spend the night at my best friend's house. And I called my best friend and told her, I am not spending the night at your house, but I told my mom I'm spending the night at your house, but this is where I'm going to be. So, you know, I had it all worked out where, like, okay, if my mom calls, you know, this is where I'm at, and, you know, it's just around the corner, all that kind of stuff. It was all worked out. It was all perfect. And so I went over to my boyfriend's house, and I spent the night. And, like, late at night, we're hanging out. We're just, you know, doing whatever. And so, of course, like, we start making out and all this kind of stuff. And it starts getting pretty intimate, and I changed my mind. I decided this is not what I want to do. I'm not ready for this. And I kind of started, like, freaking out and thinking, okay, I'm just not ready for this. So I changed my mind, and I told him, I changed my mind. I can't do this. And he decided, too bad. So he kept going when I told him I wanted to stop. And so that was, like, a huge moment in my life where my eyes kind of got opened a little bit because I was in this moment where I realized all these lies were catching up with me because I decided this isn't what I wanted to do. And now I'm in a predicament where I can't change my mind. And his mom was home, and she didn't even know I was there. And I couldn't even scream. I was so afraid because I lied. Nobody knew I was there. And I didn't want to get caught in my lie, but at the same time, I was, like, in this horrible situation that I'd gotten myself into. But that, you know, I didn't, obviously, no girl should ever be in the position of being saying no and, you know, having that happen. But anyway, so I went home the next morning and pretended like nothing ever happened, and I never told my parents. And he was still my boyfriend because one of the things he did tell me was, if you break up with me, I'll kill you. And I believed him. I believed him because of what he just did to me, you know? Why wouldn't he? You know, if somebody could do that to someone, then how would I, you know, I didn't know what to believe anymore. So anyway, I stayed his boyfriend, and that wasn't the only incident that happened. You know, we would be alone and stuff would happen. He would do things to me. And he was rough with me, and he started pushing me around, and because he was really nice before all this happened. You know, it's like the classic abuse story. He was totally nice before all that happened, and then after that pivotal moment, he started just being a jerk to me. And he realized he had control over me. And I've always been the type of person that didn't think anybody could have, you know, that much control over me, because I'm really strong and I'm really independent and I'm really loud. So, you know, I never would have thought that somebody could have that much control over me, and he did. I was scared. I was terrified of him. At the time, I was really involved with sports. I did a lot of sports. So I was running because I was on track, and one of the days that I was out running, I started getting, like, really lightheaded and dizzy and all this kind of stuff, and of course, like, fear took over my heart because I thought, what if I'm pregnant? Oh my gosh, what if I'm pregnant? What else would explain, like, me getting lightheaded and dizzy and all these kinds of things? And the first thing that popped in my mind was, if I'm pregnant, I'm getting an abortion. And I didn't believe in abortion. I totally didn't believe in abortion. I thought it was wrong. I thought it was murder. And I thought, if I'm pregnant, I'm totally getting an abortion. I found out I was not pregnant, so thank you, Jesus. But I wasn't pregnant, and it was probably just all the stress, because obviously I was under a little bit of stress. So turns out that I wasn't. So then I decided that I was going to break up with him, because I couldn't just keep living that way. And now not only am I lying because it's my habit to lie, but I'm also lying so that nobody finds out about what happened or anything. So I told him, you know, that I was breaking up with him, and he got furious, and, you know, it was, like, pretty heated moment. He didn't, like, hit me or anything, thank goodness. But, you know, he said, I told you I would kill you if you broke up with me. And I told him I'd rather die than be your girlfriend. And he didn't kill me. So, you know, that was pretty much the last time kind of the last time I saw him. At least the last time I saw him as his girlfriend.